You're listening to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a 10-minute mini meditation on harmony. And this is episode 414. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I'm so honored to have you here spending part of your day meditating. The 10 minutes we spend together may just be the most important minutes you spend all day, because meditation improves your life on all different levels. Well, in today's meditation, we're launching into a brand new theme here at the Daily Meditation Podcast. Every Sunday, it's Sunday as I record this, every Sunday is when we begin a brand new theme for the week. And this week's theme happens to be following the principles in Tea Life, Tea Mind by Soshitsu Sen the 15th. And this is written by a grand tea master in Japan whose family has been tea masters of the tea ceremony in Japan for centuries. And so the ancient ritual of chado, or the Japanese tea ceremony, has been passed down in Soshitsu Sen's family for all these generations, and he's carrying on the legacy. Well, he wrote one of my favorite books. It's a simple book, and I leave a link to this in this week's meditation series over at sipandom.com. You can find all the different meditation techniques that we explore in this week's series right over there on my website. And while you're there, I invite you to join a 100-day meditation quest. It's completely free, and that's where you explore different guided meditations each week. Every week you receive 7 meditations, and I explore those meditations with you on a little bit deeper level, so you get used to experiencing meditation using many different themes and many different techniques. So now I'd like you to get ready to meditate. These are 10-minute mini meditations, and the reason I'm doing this recently is, well, I'm experimenting to see how you like shorter meditations, although I have to say that my longest meditations that I leave are my most popular. But I'm experimenting, and it's summer as I record this meditation series, and it's summer for all of you who live in the northern hemisphere. And summer is a more expansive type of energy, a very expansive season where everything is a little bit heated up and you feel more energetic than usual. And so you're more on the go and you're a little bit busier. So I want to record several series of summer meditations using 10-minute quick guided meditations to give you techniques that you can use very quickly for more peace, energy, and clarity. Now, if you are in the southern hemisphere, then you are experiencing winter, which is exactly the opposite. It's your more introspective time where you kind of hibernate and you feel more inclined to sit for longer meditations and to be more reflective. You slow down, nature slows down around you. So if that's you in the southern hemisphere, you might want to spend a little bit longer if you feel inclined sitting in meditation. Well, let's get you nice and settled in today's meditation on harmony. Harmony is one of the 4 principles of the Japanese tea ceremony, chado. So go ahead and sit up straight, touch base with yourself, start to tap in and notice where you may be harboring any kind of tension or stress, and simply release it. So relax your face and your jaw. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. And place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. You can hold a mudra. I'll be sharing a mudra with you this Wednesday, where I share mudra meditations every Wednesday. Relax your stomach. Relax your hips and your thighs. Relax your knees. And relax your calves. Loosen your feet. Wiggle them around and then release tension. Now start to notice your breath. And as you inhale, feel your abdomen rise upward. And as you exhale, feel it sink back downward, oxygenating your entire body. So let your stomach hang out. That's an instant way to reduce tension in your body, is simply to relax your stomach. Notice how you're feeling and honor it. And what I mean by that is not to force yourself in any way. When you meditate, just as in yoga, you never want to force yourself into any kind of stretch. You want to ease yourself into that stretch. It's the same when you meditate. You want to ease yourself into a state of stillness. And when you sit down to meditate, you may not be feeling that calm. You may be feeling a little frazzled or a little rushed or hectic. Those are emotions that take you away from feeling nice and settled within yourself. So when you sit down to meditate, make sure that you honor the kind of day you're having, the kind of emotion you're experiencing, and gently allow yourself to be eased into your meditation, where you will experience more stillness. So notice your breath. Your breath tells you what kind of state you're in. And inhale and exhale through your nose gently. Your eyes are closed, and as they're closed, they're lifted ever so slightly upward. This keeps your thoughts high, your aspirations lifted upward. Now I'm going to read to you from the introduction of Tea Life, Tea Mind. A monk once asked his master, "No matter what lies ahead, what is the way?" The master quickly replied, "The way is your daily life. I would like you to think of this as your meditation." So when I studied the tea ceremony in Japan, Chado, as it's called, the ancient art, the way of tea, we practiced hundreds of steps each time we prepared a cup of tea. Each movement was precise, and there were no textbooks allowed. It was taught from one heart to another. It wasn't something you could memorize. It was something you just had to feel and experience in your body. Just like when you meditate, the reason I do a daily guided meditation is because I used to write blog posts about meditation. Well, you really can't experience meditation by reading about it. You have to do it. You have to sit down and show up for yourself. And when you do this, you start to experience more harmony in your life. As you meditate, think about what you're doing for yourself, and you'll start to notice as you become more consistent with your meditation ritual that you're able to manage stress in a much better way. And this naturally brings to you more harmony. The way of tea and the way of meditation is in meeting each occurrence of each day with a clear mind in a composed state. And even in the smallest action in the tea ceremony, no movement is wasted. There's a way to do every single technique in preparing a bowl of tea, of powdered green matcha tea. You pass from one guest to the other. And even how you set down the teacup, how you present the tea bowl, how you open the lid that contains the tea, how you pour the water. Every movement has been studied and has been refined to the extent that you don't have to think when you have this memorized in your heart. It's like a dance, it's like a song. You simply move through the motion of preparing a simple cup of tea. So as you do this meditation, allow, honor, accept who you are at this moment, how you're feeling, what your day has been like, and step into it and own it. And then guide yourself to a state of stillness, this harmony between what's going on with your day to how you feel in your body right now as you sit down to meditate. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.